This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin, and this is 6 Minute English. Today I'm joined by Rebecca Byrne, and we're discussing couch surfing. Have you ever heard of this before, Rebecca?
Hi, Kate. No, I don't think I have heard of couch surfing, but let me try to work it out. So a couch is another word for a sofa or a long, soft seat on which more than one person can sit. And surfing, when not used in the sporting sense, can mean the act of visiting lots of different places. So, for example, surfing the web is when you visit lots of different websites. So I assume couch surfing has something to do with visiting lots of different people's couches or sofas.
Good guesswork. Well, couch surfing is a relatively new term used to describe an internet-based hospitality service. The practice of either offering your sofa to a stranger to sleep on or staying with someone you've never met before. This accommodation system has become a worldwide success in the last 2 or 3 years, providing people all over the world with a couch or a floor to sleep on absolutely free.
Well, it sounds like a great idea and is certainly a cheap way of finding accommodation in a strange country, but it doesn't sound very luxurious to me. I think I'd rather have a bed in a hotel than somebody's sofa. But I can see there must be some benefits.
And we'll be finding out all about them later in the programme. But before we go any further, here's my question for this week. Which city is currently the most popular destination for couchsurfing? Is it A, London, B, New York, or C, Paris?
I think it's London.
OK, well, we'll check your answer at the end of the programme. But first of all, let's find out a bit more about how couchsurfing works. There are various websites which contain databases of people willing to offer their couch to strangers to sleep on. So, if you're looking for somewhere to stay, you simply look up the area where you're going and see if there's anyone there willing to give you a bed or a couch, and then you contact them.
But why would someone let people come and stay with them, people who they've never even met before?
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to hear from a journalist called Fleur Britton, who was so interested in the system of couch surfing that she decided to go on a 10-week journey across Russia, China, Kazakhstan and Mongolia, only staying with people who offered her a couch. In the following extract, she uses the word motives. What does this mean?
Well, a motive is basically a reason for doing something.
And worldly views.
This means the experiences of people who have travelled a lot or had experience of many different places.
OK, so let's listen. Can you hear the reasons or motives why people are willing to offer their houses or couches to strangers for free and volunteer to be hosts? Now, hosts are what we call people who have guests in their house. For example, if you came to stay in my house for a night or two, I would be your host.
Actually, you find that lots of hosts have many motives. So maybe they want to practice their English. Maybe they live in a country where it's very difficult for them to get a visa or actually to afford to travel. Sometimes people want their children to experience the worldly views of travellers. Some people are just instinctive hosts and they just love having people in their house.
She said that people have a range of motives, that maybe they want to practice their English, maybe they want their children to experience the worldly view of travellers, or maybe they just like having people in their houses. She called them instinctive hosts, which means they don't have any other reason for wanting people to stay with them other than just enjoying the experience.
So we've heard why people might want to offer their house to strangers. But what exactly are the benefits to the people who are sleeping on the couches, the travellers? We're going to hear the word compelling. What does this mean?
Compelling is used to describe something which is very exciting or interesting and it makes you want to do it.
And inside track?
Inside track means getting access to something which only certain people have. So if I had an inside track on something, I would have a special position or relationship with a person that gives you advantages that other people do not have.
So let's listen. What unique experiences did she have through couch surfing?
There are so many compelling things to the idea of couch surfing in that you get amazing access to the inside story.
Right.
You know, we would start off by looking at our guidebooks. You know, instead we got the inside track and were taken to things that weren't in the guidebook, taken around to people's, to their friends' houses, went to house parties.
She said she was taken to friends' houses and parties. So you can really see why you can get the inside track to a country and how couch surfing can help you to meet people to see the real side of a country, rather than just being a tourist.
So what about you? Do you think you'd ever like to try couch surfing?
Well, it does sound really good fun, but I think I'd still prefer the comfort of a hotel, possibly.
Yes, I agree. It does seem like a very good way of meeting people, and it's certainly cheap, so I don't know, maybe this summer I'll look up one of the websites, maybe. And finally, to the question I asked you earlier. Which city is currently the most popular destination for couchsurfing?
And I was biased and guessed London.
It is, in fact, Paris, with an amazing 22,000 surfers visiting the city. So there we go. Well, that's all we've got time for this week. So thanks very much for joining me again, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
And until next week, goodbye.
Bye.